Hello, this is Joe McGee. You know, we've been doing seminars across the country for years. Seminars on marriage, parenting, men, money, and family. We want to encourage you to email us and let us know if this podcast has helped you. Or maybe you have joined us live at one of our seminars. If you have a testimony, you just want to tell us what God's doing in your life, please email us at mail@joemcgeeministries.com, or you can contact us through our website, joemcgeeministries.com. There you will find helpful articles and tools to help you grow in God, your marriage, and your family. We love you guys. We hope you enjoy the podcast. Hello, everybody. Joe and Angel back here with a great Mailbag Monday. We've got some great questions come in, and we've got our producer, Mike, with us today. And we're going to have a trio of answers for you. So, Angel, let's just...
it's going to be the best.
Yes. I guarantee it. So let's jump in. What questions do we have?
Okay, Joe, rather than say something that's going to cause an argument, I will usually stay quiet, but I know I'm just burying my frustration. I'm not much for confrontation to begin with, and I'm having trouble trying to navigate this issue.
Is that a husband or a wife? Well,
you know it's a husband.
Oh, goodness.
Well, actually, that's true, because I do know some wives that just bury things.
I know. So, problem is, if you bury it, it's going to pop out of the ground like a volcano eventually. And that's when somebody explodes. You think, what are you so mad at? Well, I've held this in for the last 3 months, and it's just too much to hold in anymore. And
yeah. So, I've seen people hold it in until they are, like, at divorce level.
The best thing you've ever said is, I love that line, and I think we made a thing we put on the website about it, said, the longer you wait to say something, the louder you'll say it. And I'm thinking, that's brilliant.
That is true.
It is true.
A couple of just real simple things. Number one, the truth will set you free. And number two, men think if I'll be quiet, it will go away and it won't come back. No, it will come back, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and run over, because if it's a problem, it's going to pop out of the ground.
It will.
So the sooner you confront it and deal with it in a very nice way, and we tell people, laugh, they think you're trying to be funny. I said, you know, well, you solve a problem, you're going to have to discuss it. So speak softly, you know, don't raise your voice, and smile when you talk. Hey, sugar. Hey, let's visit a while. We've got some things I'd like to talk about. And just jump in and don't go into a lot of verbiage. Hey, we need to talk. There's a lot of problems. We've been having something. Just get to the point. Hey, sugar, why do you do that? Is there a reason?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, honey, why are you doing that? Is there a reason you're doing that? Because that's kind of irritating. You know, just get to the point, very truthful and very calm. And you can solve most of the problems that way without all the prelude or the, you know, fanfare, the fireworks going off. Just stay calm.
I used to tell my kids, confrontation is a part of life.
Yes, it is. Thank you. Put that on a bumper sticker.
The problem is that most people don't know how to do it well.
Nope.
So you have to learn how to do it well. Most people wait until they are absolutely furious.
Yes.
And so then they confront, and then it just does not come across well. You hurt people. You leave a trail that sometimes takes months, if ever, to clear up. So I always tell them the best way to confront, to learn how to confront, is to take your emotions out of it. Whew. And to say, what is it about this that is bothering me?
Is there a 3-year degree on that somewhere?
It took more than 3 years for me to learn this. But it's true. And here's the thing, and everybody's different. My daughter would be, from even a little kid, if something came up and I'd say, do you want me to handle that? She'd say, no, Mom, let me handle it. And to this day, she is an easy confronter.
That is,
you know,
great.
And she handles things with a lot of wisdom. My son would always say, yeah, Mom, you take care of it. So today I heard him some, because now he's at a later time having to learn how to confront when I should have pushed him.
There's a muscle that didn't get used.
Yes. So he's having to learn that now. It's never too late to learn about confrontation.
No.
So the thing is to step aside, try to put your emotions aside and say, write it down. What is it about this that is bothering me?
Yes.
And then at a point where you're not emotional, say, let's sit down and talk about it.
You know, Matthew 5:9 said, blessed are the problem solvers. Mm-hmm. They should be called the children of God. Or one translation said, blessed are the peacemakers.
Mm-hmm.
What are you? I'm a peacemaker. I'm not avoiding a problem. I'm going to figure out how to fix it. So the only way you can do that is what you just said. You got to stay calm. Speak slow, speak soft. A soft answer turns away wrath. Some people talk and they stir up stuff because their voice, the tone. And I tell people, the louder you get, the more everybody around you knows you're out of control.
Mm-hmm.
My own kids would tell me, Dad, you're out of control, because they heard me teach. What are you talking about? You're yelling, Dad. That means you're out of control. The words mean nothing, so you're having to shove them out louder and faster because you know they mean nothing. Yeah. And so I thought, oh, my goodness, I taught them well. I should have listened.
Yeah, so, I mean, I would say if you bury it, it's going to come
out
poorly.
It's going to come out.
So the big thing is to say, every time in life, most of the time when I'm confronted with something about me, it's me that has to grow. You know, somebody said to me one time, as the leader of the family, as the leader of a business, as the leader of whatever, who's the person that's going to have to grow the most? You are. You are. I used to think, you know, when I hired people, that my job would get easier. No, my responsibility just grew.
Yes.
So in that same thing, as you grow in your marriage, as a parent or whatever, you're the one that's going to have to grow the most. And so learn how to confront. It is a learned behavior.
It is.
And can be done well.
Yes. So, I think one of the greatest things about being married the second time with Angel and I, Angel's greatest strength, without a doubt, and I love so many things about Angel, but her greatest strength is if she gets upset about something, number one, she never yells. But number two, if she's wrong, it'll take maybe 30 minutes. She said, Joe, I was wrong. Joe, that was the wrong way to respond. And she always either apologizes or repents. And I said, we don't need to repent. That was a dumb thing for me to say. I'm the one that provoked it. But what you love is somebody who's willing to change. But the thing you see in families, and we've got big families, are people that, I'm not changing. I was right. I know I was right. Well, now, bless your heart. You need to learn the story about going the second mile, giving your shirt, and you go, you know, do something extra to be a problem solver. Yeah. You're wanting to keep poking a stick in this thing every time we get together. Don't do that. Oh man, huge. People start sending you Christmas gifts and invite you to parties.
All right, Joe, my wife and I want to make some steps to get our finances under control. What kind of things does your financial series go over?
Number one, the biggest thing you'll ever do is get a budget. The greatest miracle you will ever do is get a budget. And it will take more than one day, and you need to do it separately. Now, we've been to all the great, I could quote names, all the great financial seminars we've been several times. But it starts with a budget. How much do you need? How much do you owe? How much do you own? How deep's the hole? So, because you can yell all day long, we need more money. We don't have enough. We need this. We can't get this. We can't do that. And let's just calm down. Number one, let's get a budget. Where are we? And you realize the hole is probably a lot deeper than you think. But there's always a way out. Nothing you've ever done, I don't care who you are, what mistakes you made, God already had a way out, even before you got in the mess. So you stay calm, sit down, and get a budget. What are we spending every month? What are we spending? And you'll realize, we don't need to spend that. We don't need that. Let's cut this off. And you can save. Most couples we've dealt with will eliminate 25% of their debt just by sitting down. Well, that's crazy. We're flushing money we need, you know. Why are we doing that? So get a budget, and that'll start you talking, and then talking will lead to praying. Hey, let's get an agreement on this. We're just believing for divine favor of these people. We need to be able to get out of this situation. I mean, we've done it even since we've been married. You know, I had the home I was renting that I shouldn't have been renting to begin with. Angel went and talked to us. Hey, can we get out of this? And sure enough, we got out 6 months early. Saved a ton of money, you know. It's like, but you ask. And so if you have a budget, realize we don't need to be Weston. So let's go talk to them.
Yeah.
Well, no, we signed a contract. Yeah, but maybe they'll let us out. And so you start talking to people. Sure, matter of fact, we'd like you to get out. We'd like somebody else to get this out. Somebody's wanting it really bad. And it'll work out. God gives you divine favor. Psalm 512.
Joe wrote a great book. And there is a teaching series that goes along with it called Family Finances, Making and Managing Money.
Yes.
I would highly recommend it. It's a workbook and a teaching, so you can get that at joemcgee.com. I highly recommend that.
It's excellent.
Yes. All right, Joe. This may seem like a simple question, but how do you deal with your kids tattling on each other? I don't like it, but I also want to know what's going on. You can't have it both ways.
Well, what's happening is they're vying for attention. If I'm tattling on you, I need attention. because I don't care. If I'm doing good and everybody likes me, I don't care what you're doing. But if all of a sudden I'm running the back of the pack and I'm at the end of the line, like, I'll get some attention. Hey, the guy up front here, he's a doofus. He lied. He cheated. He stole. He didn't do this. What are you trying to do? I'm trying to gain ascendancy by putting somebody else down, not do something better myself. I'm trying to cut other people down. Adults do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what's talking, you know, all the things about, you know, lying about one another and gossip about one another. God really hates that. What are you doing? I'm trying to make them look stupid. Mm-hmm. No, you should be trying to make you look better. Well, I make me look better by making everybody else look stupid. So kids do that. It's flesh. If they don't know how, they have to be trained and taught. You got to be patient with them. And sometimes you just confront them. Why do you like tattling on your sister? Mm-hmm. Why do you like telling stories on your brother? Does that make you feel good? Well, that's wrong. Well, it is, but why did you want to tell me?
Mm-hmm.
You know, just tell them and make them repent. Hey, you better go tell mom and dad what you did, because that's wrong. Learn to confront Matthew 18:19. Get your kids to learn to confront problems one-on-one, face-to-face, not go get an older adult or tell the teacher, or tell the coach, or tell the boss, because eventually somebody's going to fire you because they don't like people that can't get along with other people.
Right.
That's not funny. It's just true.
No, and it's a bad habit to take into life.
Oh,
it's a
man,
bad life
horrible.
Skill. I remember, I don't recall my kids that ever being a big issue, because I had a boy first, and he was pretty quiet and easy. And
Still is.
But so he didn't tell on her. Now, she might have tried that on him a couple times. But what I remember is, and this is a little bit off the subject, but I'm going to throw this in for free.
All right.
You got kids that don't want to share. This is the easiest thing I ever did to teach my kids how to share. So my daughter was selfish, and she would not share with my son, and it just was getting on my nerves. So I finally said, if you do not share, if I catch you not sharing again, you are going to lose that toy forever. She goes, what? It's never coming back? I go, nope, forever it is going to be gone. She lost two toys forever. They were donated to the nursery at church.
Yes.
And never had that problem again. So then if I would walk in and I go, are you sharing? She just immediately handed over to him. So I just want you to know that was a free little piece of advice. That was the easiest lesson ever.
Oh,
so, but you got to hold to it.
Yes, you do.
You can't give it back. And I didn't buy it again. That was it. It was gone forever.
Yes.
So, yeah, that was easy, because her language of love was gifts, so that was easy.
Ooh, great answer.
So, yeah, and you have to remember that you're teaching your children life skills.
Yes, they're going to be using that the rest of their life. When they're 90, they'll be
using
it.
If you want them to grow up and be a gossip, let it go.
Man.
But if you don't, you know, you got to address it.
And if your child grows up being a gossip, they'll be living with you when they're 40, because they'll get getting fired. Nobody will let them stay.
And they will be living with you, because nobody wants to be married to a gossip.
That's right.
Hey, Joe, any thoughts on couples trying to take care of situations via text? I often tell my husband to call and not text, but he's a guy and not a confronter, and I think he finds it easier to text. But I find that texting causes more problems than it's worth sometimes. Could I get you to text him and tell him to stop?
Well, two things. Number one reason men like text, it's short, it gets to the point. I don't get a lot of blah, 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 list a lot of stuff. I just need to make a point. You know, like this, yes, do this, no. And so we like short, get it done things, because we're trying to get a lot of things done in the day.
Mm-hmm.
But when your spouse, that's different. A conversation with a spouse is different than any other human on this planet, because you're trying to find out what is it they're really asking.
Mm-hmm.
Because you know, as a man, when a woman's talking, she's not got to the point yet. She'll hint at stuff. Hey, and we make jokes about it. Hey, would you like to go visit mom today? Well, dear Lord, no, I don't want to go visit mom. Hey, would you like to go out and eat tonight? No, I want you to cook some here. I tell ladies, don't ever ask your husband a question. Don't give him an option. Hey, get dressed. We're going to see mom. He'll say, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, get dressed. We're going out to eat. All right. Men will do what you tell them to do. They've been used to it ever since. But if you give them an option, no. Hey, could you pick up the kids from school tomorrow? No. Hey, I need you to pick the kids up from school tomorrow. Okay. And so get short into the – so men are used to that. But when it's your spouse, guys, I'm telling you something, you need to get on the phone and find out, you know, what's going on.
Well, because there's a lot of emotion that can be attached to it. So,
yes.
And you can read it like 15 different ways.
Well, how you write it is not how it gets read.
No, and that's the thing. Never, never, never write it down.
No.
Because it can become, you can, and one person can be very emotional, like the text could be very emotional, yes. and the other person online maybe wasn't, and then all of a sudden it triggers something yeah. and it can blow up. So
you've created a firestorm.
Listen, this is such a big part of our society.
Oh, huge.
But it is, it's it can cause a lot of challenges.
Yes, it can.
You just have to be really careful. But like you said, when it's between husband, wife, or any kind of a situation that could be elevated emotionally, you know, it's just better to talk about
it. And you need both sides, because listen, I've worked as a manual laborer, I've worked as white collar, and anytime I'm at the office and the mm-hmm. phone's like, hey, Joe, your wife's on the phone, I would think one of two things, oh, dear God, or, well, praise the Lord. It's going one of two ways. And I could realize when I picked that phone up, all of a sudden, this is not going to be a short conversation. I have appointments with people. I have staff that needs to see me. And all of a sudden, my wife, and I need to listen. And I realize this is important. This person is more important than anybody that works for me. But if I don't listen right now, it's going to double on me.
Mm-hmm.
And so you said, we try to talk to one another, even at home. I said, honey, I don't care if you're upset. I don't care what it is. Get to the point. And we'll fix it. And I've had to look. So, sugar, I'm going to have to go. I'll call you back in 30 minutes. So I'll call you back in an hour.
Mm-hmm.
I will call you back. And if you keep your word, you can calm most everything down.
Yeah.
But you need to get – texting is horrible among spouses. Just not good.
It is.
Matthew 18:19, you go one-on-one, face-to-face if you got a challenge or a problem or even a compliment. So I love it when my spouse goes, hey, just want to let you know I love you. Angels are great at that, by the way. Hey, I love you. Ooh, thank you, sir. I just get a smiley face on my phone. Ooh, and a little kissy lips. Ooh, make my day. See you tonight, sugar. So anyhow, face-to-face is a whole lot better than on the text.
It is. And we sometimes get sucked into being so busy. Just take a few minutes.
Yes.
You know, to
yes.
talk to your spouse.
Yes.
Hey, guys, if you're not on our mailing list, please go to joemcgee.com and sign up to keep up with all that Joe and I are doing.
Yes.
And also, you want to be a part of our mailing list and check out our Black Friday sale in our store at joemcgee.com. A lot of the merchandise will be on sale.
Come on.
Great gifts for the holidays.
Merry Christmas.
Thanks, guys. You have a great week.
Thank you. Hey, thanks for listening today. Be sure to join us Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to hear more of what God can do in your life. He's got a great future for you and your family, and we are here to help you get there. Make sure and go to our website, joemcgeeministries.com. We've got all sorts of materials, books, DVDs, you name it, all there to help you, your marriage, and your family succeed.